Second, on January 17th, the town secured. Although the men had seen little of Bastogne, that name and the experience it represented would stay with them forever. Whenever thereafter a man from Easy experienced cold or hunger or sleep deprivation, he would remind himself of Bastogne and recall that he had been through much worse. Easy's losses were heavy. Exact figures are impossible to come by. In the hurry-up movement out of Mourmelon, the company roster was not completed. Replacements came in as individuals or in small groups and were not properly accounted for on the roster. Wounded men dropped out of the line only to come back a few days later. An estimate is that Easy went into Belgium with 121 officers and men, received about 24 replacements, and came out with 63. The Easy men killed in action in Belgium were Sergeant Warren Muck, Corporal Francis Mellett, and Privates A.P. Heron, Kenneth Webb, Harold Webb, Carl Sawaski, John Schindel, Don Hubler, Harold Hayes, Alex Pencala, and John Julian. The best description of the cost of the Battle of the Bulge to Easy Company comes from Private Webster, who rejoined the company during the truck ride to Alsace. He had been wounded in early October. Now it was mid-January. He wrote, "When I saw what remained of the first platoon, I could have cried. 11 men were left out of 40. 9 of them were old soldiers who had jumped in either Holland or Normandy or both. McCreary, Liebgott, Marsh, Cobb, Wiseman, Lyall, Martin, Rader, and Schulte. Although the other two platoons were more heavily stocked than the first, they were so under strength that, added to the first, they wouldn't have made a normal platoon, much less a company. Beyond the wounded and killed, every man in Bastogne suffered. Men unhit by shrapnel or bullets were nevertheless casualties. There were no unwounded men at Bastogne. As Winters put it, I'm not sure that anybody who lived through that one hasn't carried with him in some hidden ways the scars. Perhaps that is the factor that helps keep Easy men bonded so unusually close together. They knew each other at a level only those who have fought together in a variety of tactical situations can achieve, as only those who endured together the extreme suffering of combined cold, not enough food, and little sleep while living in constant tension could attain. They knew fear together.